Please take a deep breath and relax into this space. If you feel, you may close your eyes gently, connecting deeper with your breath, with the conscious, slow, loving, peaceful breath. Deeper feeling the core of yourself, the core of your being, the love that you have for yourself, for taking this journey, for being part of this group of old souls, reconnecting with an old, wise land. Through the energies that are here, that have been calling you from a time beyond time into this moment and from here into the future, wherever it may take you. You all had an experience here. Maybe for some it was really grand or with a lot of energy or visuals or emotion or visions. And maybe for others it have been something simple but yet very profound. And maybe for others it have been very quiet, something that is gentle within you, that may be revealed in the months, years, and even decades to come. As from this experience, sometimes only time tells us the reason why we were where we were and why we chose to do what we chose to do. But it is our soul that calls us here. It's not logic, it's not the mind, it's our soul. Wanting to reconnect with parts and pieces of us that maybe we left somewhere along the journey of our lifetimes, or maybe it will lead us from here to other journeys in other lifetimes. So take this moment again to anchor yourself in the presence of almost 140 old souls and feel the strong coherence of love between us all as we all supported each other, whether by heart, by word, or by our own feelings. And just let that love pass through us as one soul, as one soul that is eternal, that is everywhere, and that has no beginning and no end, and that is always on a journey, always on a journey. Feel, allow, slower to open deeper to it, loving more, loving more, loving more.
Nah, so it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see this brilliant light up in front, huh? With all of your radiance and your joy, your love, your light, and your new calibration. Understand that there is no paradigm for where your soul is right now. You have stepped into Egypt, where is the ancient past and the visionaries of the future come and meet together. Your light is so bright that when you return to your home, some of you tomorrow or the next day, some of you in 2 or 3 weeks. Some of you may think I may never return home, huh? And here we are with the background of the city behind us and the wondrous memories of hurry up and go into the bus and get into the bus and then we move into the traffic and sit. Understand and know the traffic is better than it was. As you are better than you were. You are the connective force that brings in all of this energy. You are the line in between the dots, you see. You are the vibration of love that is bringing Egypt to your home, that is bringing Egypt into your heart. In the work that you are doing, know that this world is changing. Some of the beings here were here 2 years ago and thought, oh, look at the trash. Believe it or not, it is much, much better. Because life is shifting here. Life is changing here, just as you are. So think not that you can go home and be the same for those of you that are returning home. You are the new Egypt. As our dear Master Elon stated, you have picked up that aspect of yourself that you left here thousands of years ago. And that aspect is a part of what makes you you. It is a part of what centers your energy into your heart, into your organs, into your legs, and helps you move forward. As you know, the guides, the gods, as they stand or sit with their left foot forward, it is interesting that that has now turned into the feminine side of the body. That now it is that side of the body that brings balance and creativity. We are here to help you stand on both feet equally, to blend the masculine and feminine together with your strength. This energy of centeredness. You feel and sense the chaos that is around with all of the traffic and the horns and the sirens and the dogs barking. But know that is life. And you get the opportunity to be that centered peace that you felt in the King's Chamber, that you felt at the Saqqara, that you felt at the pyramids, that you felt maybe in Sinai, that you felt. Remember that peace and anchor that peace into your bodies. Take a deep breath. Pick a spot on your body and anchor it in and just tap that spot to anchor that feeling. For it expands, so even though your body may be leaving here tomorrow, even though you may be listening to this years in the future, you are here with us in the heart of Egypt. You are here anchoring the energy of the future. You are here honoring all that has been and all that is yet to come. With the pillars of Saqqara, the kings of the chamber, and understand the benevolence, the love, the exquisite eloquence of you is coming forth. So we know our dear Sekhmet has charged you with stepping up to the plate. You will greet her later on as she asks you to step into your task, step into who you are, Not remembering all of those wondrous lifetimes in your past and who you were then and what constellation you're from or all that energy, but be here now and prepare for what is to come. You are the light. Always remember that. We know the Master Yeshua is with you always here, as all of your angelic beings are in your heart as well. It is true what you know. We ask you, dearest beings of light, dearest beloveds, to learn to trust yourself, to learn to trust all that is within you. For as you trust all that is within you, that radiates 50 feet around you, and others in your presence trust you and trust themselves even more. You see, your radiance shifts the consciousness of this planet. That is why you come here, to find your tribe, to find your pod, to find your people. These are your people. That is one of our pillars, our community. Ah, community. You are here with your community. So as you touch the hand of the person next to you, know that that vibration comes through effectively and with that connection. And as that connection fills your heart, oh, dearest beings of light, know that there can be no disconnection. That if you feel that disconnection, it is only a story that you're telling yourself. So as our dear friend Aronda has said, stop it. Stop it. Stop telling all those old stories. And be who you are now. A divine being of light, love, peace, laughter, joy, and wisdom. You know what you know. And you know what you don't know. And sometimes you think you know what you know, and you don't really know what you know, and you think you know it, and then you don't know it. You know? Yes. And in that energy, know in your heart that when you need the knowledge, it will be there. That is the first. That is it. Knowledge. Wisdom is yours. Love yourself. Love the being next to you. Love those you don't necessarily care about. And as you look into the eyes of those around you, even in the dark, the light is still there. Always remember that. We love you deeply. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those who have just discovered this message, we are still in Egypt, and this is one of many of the channelings that we will give. We sit out in an open area, 140, on the grass, with tables about to enjoy a meal, for this is the first of three farewell dinners. Find yourself right now at 1/3 into the full Egypt tour of 2019. Some of you in the background may hear the sounds of the city, perhaps even the call to prayer in this land, which is common. I would like to tell you something, dear ones. 140 of you shrink to 90, and they continue. Some are departing, some are staying, obviously. But all of you have had something in common. There is an unusual camaraderie, a coherence that builds between individuals, even in a few days, that is hard to describe. And this is not something that just happens to this group, dear ones. Let me tell you something that I have seen and noticed. I am with my partner all of the time. Everything he does, I'm there. It is common on the excursions to the various countries to be in vehicles, in buses especially, where there will be long distances to cover. And through these last 10 years, I will tell you something that takes place. It almost always does. When the journey begins, and those on this journey get on the vehicle and sit on the bus and they begin, inevitably, there will be a guide or a bus driver, perhaps in a break, who will come to my partner and will say, well, I've done many religious groups before. This is another one. What is channeling? And that's when my partner has something he always says at that point in time. He says, I'm not quite sure. And here is the reason. And what happens next? If he said to the man, I am in contact with a master from the great central sun called Kryon, and billions of souls are involved, the man probably wouldn't quite understand. So he's quiet. Inevitably, the bus driver or the guides or the tour operators will then sit and hear the channeling. And sometimes it takes two or even three before they understand not only is it safe, but this is not a religious group. It's a group that loves one another in a way even that would defy any reason or logic. How is it that strangers can look at one another and become best friends in ours? What is it that joins you together in a way that is more than it should be? And it's so often from country to country to country that those who you would call staff driving the buses, becoming the guides, will come and say, I've never seen this before. This is different and I am enjoying it and I'm relaxing and it's safe and I feel like I'm family with you. And it doesn't matter what their belief system is, dear ones, because love is love. The creative source of this universe shouts love to you. It doesn't matter what the belief system is, for they're all basically the same in that they understand love. You have not a system, as I've said, but an arrangement. And it is an arrangement of compassion, of strength, of patience, of love. And when you combine those together with any group, you feel it. There are some who have come who are not interested in anything that Kryon would say, and they have simply come to see the sights. But they go away with something, dear ones, and it is this, that it's a safe place to be among those who are compassionate and love one another, even as strangers. They see something that is practical in this. Not a doctrine, not rules, not procedures, but compassionate action, hour by hour, day by day. You take care of each other. You learn the consciousness of one another. For those departing right now in this group, this is not farewell. You will carry this energy and remember for the rest of your life. For some of you, this will plant seeds and you might be then interested to know more about a non-system that we have, which depends upon the intuition and compassion of human to human. There is nothing like this. It surpasses systems. You can be one who would listen to Kryon and be any one of those systems, for it does not interfere. Because my message, dear ones, is that the Creator loves you beyond measure, that this planet is not where you came to suffer. This planet honors your magnificence and asks you to find it, for it is there. For those who will leave this particular tour, we'll say it for the first of three times. Go away changed, but remember not just where you've been or what you've seen, but the consciousness and the confluence of love that has been around you as you helped one another, whether you climbed a mountain or simply had a meal together. This is what we teach. There's more here than you know. Go away changed. And so it is.
If you feel the call, there is a short song that we can sing together for a few moments that I've been singing in some past other events. It goes like this. I come from love. Repeat after me. I come from love. I live in love. I return to love. I am love. And the melody goes like this. I come from love. I live in love. I return to love. I am love. I come from love. I live in love. I return to love. I am love. I come from love. I live in love. I return to love. I am love. Beautiful.